Welcome to HSBC Talks Business, the podcast series that brings together business leaders and industry experts to explore the latest global insights, trends, and opportunities. Make sure you're subscribed to stay up to date with new episodes. Thanks for listening, and now on to today's show.
Hi everyone, I'm Savio Pinto from GPS Sales based in Jersey. In this episode of the NBFR Stories, we're going to focus on how HSBC's virtual account solution has revolutionized clients' ability to reconcile payments from individual clients and over 45 banking partners. The solution provides each client and banking partner with an individual virtual account number to deposit their funds. But before we get into that, perhaps we can begin with Sharik, who can give an overview of the client.
Hi, I'm Sharik. I'm the relationship banker. I'm delighted to talk about a key client of ours, which is a leading innovator in the fintech space. They act as a deposit savings aggregator and enables customers to get the highest interest rate possible in the UK savings market. This is a key client for HSBC as it showcases our abilities to provide innovative solutions to our clients.
So if I can hand over to Lee to talk about how the relationship originated from a GPS sales point of view.
My name's Lee. I'm the sales manager for the client. I first met the client in 2015 when they were seeking some solutions for their clients. Unfortunately, at the time, we didn't have the services to provide, which meant we had to walk away. And we reconnected in 2018 and was able to discuss some of our new services that we brought to the table around connectivity, so APIs, and also reconciliation, so virtual accounts. So when we first had that introductory meeting, we wasn't the core banker for the clients. They was with another one of the UK high street banks. The reason that they was interested with HSBC solution was the published virtual accounts, because they knew for them to be successful in this market that they would need to have an automated reconciliation model to grow scale. So that was the basis of the relationship. So digital connectivity through APIs was a must, and auto reconciliation through our services was a must. And from that initial meeting back in 2018 to now, the relationship has evolved and grown rapidly. And it's been a pleasure working with one of the leading deposit aggregators in the UK.
Let's talk a little bit about how the relationship was moved across to the international frontiers, so beginning with Jersey.
This started a couple of years ago, and we worked on a similar model as we've done in the UK in bringing that across to Jersey. The model featured exactly the same solution in the UK, which is the virtual account offering plus the API solution. I'm pleased to say that developments have gone on and we're building a lot of event-driven architecture into our solution. The Jersey hub will be the international hub. So it's been great working with both in the UK and in Jersey in improving, you know, their capabilities and their reach, not just from the UK, but to a global scale.
Let's talk a little bit on the technical aspect. Fundamental to the proposition was two aspects, the virtual account solution and the APIs. We'll first go to Joyce, who will give an overview of how the virtual account solution was developed in conjunction with the client.
Hey, I'm Joyce. I'm the commercialization manager for virtual account in the Europe. So with the challenge faced in terms of reconciliation, we have talked to client about the virtual account solution. And with the virtual account solution, basically what client can do is we allocate a number of virtual accounts to them, and then they can give it to the clients and the partners for them to deposit the funds. So we can recognize the who made the payment straight away without the dependency of the remittance information. By doing that, they have achieved a high rate of accuracy in terms of who made the payment. And now today, they have over 100,000 virtual accounts in place to support the payment. They have reduced the number of failures in terms of payments, and they have also seen a huge increase in terms of the STP rate from the 80% to 99% today. And in terms of the solution, we have it available in other markets as well. So now they can replicate in other currencies and future countries.
Last but not the least, you know, really pleased to introduce Adam from my integration team, who worked with the client for over 2 years in building out the API part of the solution, which coupled with the virtual account product worked really well. So here's Adam to talk a little bit more about what he's done with the client.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm an integration lead. Similar to Lee and Savio, I've worked with the client for over 5 years. Initially on more traditional channels like HSBC Connect, and in the last couple of years on the API solutions that HSBC can offer. The API solution offers the client real-time account information and transaction information. This has allowed them to use the virtual account proposition nicely alongside that, coupling the products together, allowing the client to have a really high rate of STP reconciliation. For each client they have a virtual account. Every time they're paid, they're able to identify who's paid them using the virtual account. This is a real game changer for the client. Using technologies like API, we're able to offer these types of solutions to the client globally, should they wish to expand. And they're also open to more technology that HSBC can offer in the form of FX rates through the APIs that we'll be working on. And in future, things like pre-validation through SWIFT will be a real change for the client.
Thank you for joining us at HSBC Talks Business. We hope you enjoyed the discussion. Please do subscribe to the HSBC Talks Business channel to stay up to date with new episodes.